Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, feeling pretty darn good on this Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. A lot of national news coming out of Washington today. President Trump revamping his national security staff, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But let me go ahead and you and I can target the top three local stories that are affecting a lot of people today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, attacks against local homeless people are on the rise. In April, teenage boys knocked a man unconscious. This happened over at the Graffiti Bridge while capturing this brutal attack on video. What they did is they videotaped this thing, and then they posted it all over social media. PPD Public Information Officer Mike Wood confirmed the teens said they thought the man was threatening them. Now, although there was absolutely no evidence in the video to substantiate their false claims, one teen confessed to the beating, saying they were playing the KO game. That is where criminals knock out an unsuspecting individual with one blow.
And your second story today, Escambia commissioners looking to fund four new fire stations in Escambia County. The county may use up to $30 million of local option sales tax to boost fire protection. The plan calls for demolishing two existing buildings and replacing them with new fire stations. The county will also build new stations on Paradise Beach and Kingsfield Road. Today's committee meeting focused on discussing the upgrades, and commissioners say the funding vote could come at the next county commission meeting.
All right, let's look at number three. We now know more this afternoon about the incident on Tuesday involving two 14-year-old teenagers and a gun at Warrington Preparatory Academy. Escambia deputies confirming the boy took the firearm from his dad's safe, brought it on campus. Then another boy tried to hide the firearm from deputies before it was located. These kids are in trouble. The boy accused of bringing the gun on campus was arrested and accused of possession of a firearm at a special event or school, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and disruption of a school function. By the way, that investigation is ongoing this afternoon.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, first off, one person is in custody after a dispute between co-workers led to a stabbing in Milton yesterday. Santa Rosa County officials say it happened around 7 p.m. on Bluebell Street. The victim was stabbed around the ear and taken to a hospital for treatment. Their injuries were described as non-life-threatening, and the suspect was arrested.
Okay, a very, very, very interesting story here. Discussions will continue tonight on a plan for Escambia County's fire protection fee. County Commissioner is going to hear proposals for at least two plans. First option would increase residential rates about 80% on the mainland, 125% for homeowners on Pensacola Beach. County Administrator Wes Marino.
Nobody likes to pay more. I certainly don't like to pay more, but it is a necessary thing. We have been supplementing the fire budget, you know, as the general fund, $10, $11 million a year. And listen, that ties in with the fire wage increase. You know, everybody.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Okay, Marino says the last increase mainland homeowners had was nearly a decade ago. All right, it's 5:15. Austin Price taking a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, this traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at the roads here, still have some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on 9 Mile itself if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, it's maybe just some minor usual congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Wind Haven Beach and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Going to be a slight chance of thunderstorms later this evening. That'll bleed into Friday and your weekend. Friday's high is going to be 81 and the low is going to be 70.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, and don't forget, just kind of tapping onto the story you were talking about with the weather and all. Well, yep. Tonight, don't forget, St. Christopher's Thursday night concert series gets underway.
Mm.
6 o'clock, the Crosstown Band will appear on the stage on North 12th Avenue. So that is happening. Weather's going to be okay for that one, I believe.
Okay.
All right. Federal immigration agents and Florida state law enforcement wrapping up a series of criminal migrants in the state, netting more than 1,000 arrests. Fox's Eben Brown has more from Miramar, Florida.
Florida law enforcement working with ICE say it took only a week to nab 1,120 wanted criminal migrants in Operation Tidal Wave, something ICE Deputy Director Madison Sheehan says is a great plan.
But also a model that we're able to take to other states to make it a priority that the president has kept to the American people to make sure our communities are safe.
Among those caught are members of gangs like Tren de Aragua and child predators, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
This was impacting not just the southern border and region of Texas or Arizona, but communities all across the country, including in the state of Florida.
In Miramar, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And today marked May 1st on the calendar, also known as May Day or International Workers' Day. Union members and advocates rallied at the Social Security Administration building in Miami this afternoon. This is because the Trump administration has said it plans to slash about 12% of its overall workforce, or 7,000 jobs, but promised not to cut Social Security benefits, only waste and fraud from the program.
All right, today the number of wildfires burning across the state jumping to 107. Burning 3,400 acres as drought conditions worsen here in Florida. There were active fires, 16 of those burning as of this morning. One of the largest fires in the state is the Hearst Hammock Fire. 100 acres in Santa Rosa County now under control and is slow moving. National Weather Service reports low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation, especially when combined with gusty winds, are creating an elevated fire danger. Rain chances increase over the weekend and into next week.
And hundreds of Lockheed Martin workers going on strike at the company's facilities in Denver and Orlando. The United Auto Workers Union says they're walking out after the company refused union demands for higher starting pay and quicker seniority raises. The UAW says members at the Orlando and Denver facilities voted more than 99% in favor of a strike. A Lockheed Martin spokesperson says the company values its employees and looks forward to reaching a fair agreement for both sides.
More than 500,000 people in Florida over the age of 65 suffers from Alzheimer's disease. According to the Florida Department of Health, the impacts on the state and caregivers, monumental, huge. The current cost of caring, estimated at $277 billion. That is projected to increase to more than $1.1 trillion by 2050. In Escambia County, 6,400 adults, about 10% of the 65-plus adult population, suffers from Alzheimer's. In Santa Rosa County, 3,400 adults, or 9.7% of the affected population, is engaged in that battle.
All righty, 519. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories happening across your nation today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's creation, and marvelous are His works. You bear the stamp known as the Imago Dei, as you are made in the image of God. So there's no sense in worrying about how tall or short you are. There's no sense in comparing your looks to the looks of someone else. God made you just as you are. The Bible says He covered you in your mother's womb. He formed you in her belly. Psalm 139:17 says that you are in God's thoughts. I'm telling you, He loves you very much. The exact way He made you provides you unique opportunities to live for His glory. So praise Him for His marvelous works.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the state agriculture bill, which would make it illegal to call almond milk milk. It also will ban additives to the water that do not improve water quality. That's fluoride. Locally, we're going to talk about dramatically increasing the cost of fire protection service, the MSBU. Also, building 4 new fire stations for $30 million and maybe putting $25 million of artificial turf on the John R. Jones Field on 9 Mile. Listen to these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Nice sunny afternoon. Temps hovering around 80 degrees today. I hope you're enjoying yourself. President Trump is preparing to give a commencement address at the University of Alabama later tonight. Griff Jenkins is reporting this afternoon from Tuscaloosa.
History will be made in that Coleman Coliseum when President Trump comes and gives his first commencement address here, but he will be introduced by legendary coach Nick Saban from Alabama. He did come and visit, if you remember, back in September. He attended the Alabama-Georgia game. The crowd chanting USA, USA. Alabama went on to win that game 41-34, and that sentiment and that excitement for President Trump is still here with some of the students we spoke to about tonight's speech. But not everybody's excited. There are planned protests, some of the students organizing, and we expect former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, along with former Alabama Senator Doug Jones, to lead this Tide Against Trump protest.
And the White House says if the policies of former President Biden and Vice President Harris continued, it would have ended the American Republic. That's what Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said during a press briefing this morning. In the process, he criticized the previous administration's border and economic policies.
Okay, Iraqi officials announcing they plan to prosecute an ISIS suspect for allegedly inciting the deadly attack in New Orleans on New Year's Day. C.B. Cotton is reporting from New York.
The suspect's name and exact role isn't yet clear, but Iraq's Supreme Judicial Council says its investigation came at the request of U.S. investigators who said back in January they were examining how the accused attacker and Texas native Shamsuddin Jabbar became radicalized by ISIS. The FBI said before Jabbar rammed a rented Ford F-150 through a crowded Bourbon Street, he had twice visited New Orleans and also made a trip to both Egypt and Canada. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry said he's been briefed on the Iraqi arrest, and he added this.
This goes to show you the resiliency of the state and the commitment that our law enforcement partners, whether it be at the federal, state, or local level, have in making sure that we're safe in Louisiana.
CB Cotton, Fox News.
524, News Radio at 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading month in the green, but off session highs, and the Dow and S&P 500 notching 8 straight sessions of gains as strong quarterly reports from heavyweights Microsoft and Meta pointed to a resilient outlook for the tech sector. Tech was the best performer while healthcare lagged. Shares of Microsoft rose over 7%, driven by an upbeat quarterly growth forecast for its cloud computing business. The jump helped the stock surpass Apple to become the most valuable company in the U.S. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Amazon and Goldman Sachs, the Dow decliners, McDonald's, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow rising 84 points, the Nasdaq up 264, S&P 500 up 35. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
I sure do. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Highway 90 still. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard or westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That's kind of lingering a bit. Last but not least, got some issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Those are your worst looking spots right now. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Going to be a slight chance of thunderstorms this evening, around a 20% chance. That'll bleed into Friday and your weekend, and over the course of those next few days, the rain chances will be increasing drastically. Friday's high going to be 81, low going to be 70.
Red flags flying on Pensacola Beach this afternoon. Just be careful of those rip currents. The Trump administration is laying out their vision for the next 100 days. Doug Luzander has the report.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says we are short 3,000 air traffic controllers. So on top of the 30% pay increase already announced earlier this year for ATC, they're now offering a $5,000 bonus to new recruits and additional financial incentives to older controllers to stay on instead of retire.
We have a plan to bring in more military air traffic controllers. I don't want them to go take a different job. I want them to come in and continue the skills that they've learned in the military, continue to use those skills in the civilian airspace.
Duffy says they're on track to hire 2,000 more controllers this year and have cut down the amount of time it takes to start training. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
At yesterday's very lengthy cabinet meeting, a lot of talk about tariffs and deal making. Here's the Treasury Secretary.
I view this 100 days as setting the table for peace deals, trade deals, tax deals. So the next 100 days will be harvesting. You've created negotiating leverage and leadership. They're going to yield remarkable results. Energy costs have plummeted. Mortgage rates are down. Food costs are moving lower. And American families are finding their financial footing again.
And one of those deals is the rare earth mineral agreement with Ukraine. This was delayed, but we now have pen to paper.
And a report says the U.S. has been actively reaching out to China to start trade negotiations. That's according to Chinese state media. Comes as President Trump has said talks are already underway, which China has refuted, and said it will only start trade talks if the 145% tariff against him is lifted. Meanwhile, White House Trade Representative Jamison Greer said that deals with other trading partners are expected to be finalized in the coming weeks.
Just giving some thought to your forecast here. The reason why I say this, they're having a great event over at OWA starting today, 21st Annual Gulf Coast Hot Air Balloon Fest, underway today through Sunday, three-day fest. We'll attract 50 hot air balloons from around the U.S. So if you like colorful balloons, there you go. That's the place to do it. Sexual assault reports in the military are down, but not across all branches. Jill Nato has this from Washington.
The Navy, the Air Force, and Marine Corps all saw single-digit increases in the number of sexual assault reports, but the Army saw a 13% decrease. When they're all averaged out, that means the number of assault reports across the military dipped by nearly 4%. Defense Department officials say there were a total of roughly 8,200 such reports in 2024, but that number is too high, and the military needs to do more to prevent assaults. On top of that, the Pentagon's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office says it's not clear how the Trump administration's budget cuts may impact the effort. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And a federal judge blocking the deportations of Venezuelans in South Texas under the Alien Enemies Act. Judge Fernando Rodriguez, who was appointed during the first Trump administration, writes that members of the violent Venezuelan street gang Tren de Aragua are not invading the country. And the administration's recent swift deportations, he ruled, violate due process rights. The ruling came as part of a lawsuit brought by three Venezuelan men who claim they're not members of the gang.
Well, UWF students do it again. An undergraduate team from the university has taken home top honors after winning the second annual Southeastern Psychological Association quiz. They did this in a bowl setup in Atlanta. The students completed this thing and competed against teams from other colleges and universities throughout the Southeast. This, by the way, is the second time the University of West Florida team has won this event. Sports coming up in about 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump's national security advisor, Mike Waltz, is out of that job, but not out of the administration. On Truth Social, President writes, I am pleased to announce that I will be nominating Mike Waltz to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Waltz also reacting to this on X, where he writes, I'm deeply honored to continue my service to President Trump and our great nation. Now, just weeks ago, it was revealed Waltz added a journalist to a signal chat that was being used to discuss military plans. The latest talks between the United States and Iran regarding Tehran's nuclear capabilities were postponed. President Trump is threatening sanctions on countries that buy Iranian oil. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox Business.
The most important national security decision he made his first term was pulling out of the disastrous Iran nuclear deal.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson says the talks were postponed at the request of Oman's foreign minister. America's listening to Fox News.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, all the way.
Hey, all the way.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 10th. This fun run starts at Plaza de Luna and runs up Palafox, along Bayfront to Veterans Park, and back to Plaza de Luna. Registrants receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Plaza de Luna, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
All right, getting you started here. Attacks against local homeless people are on the rise. In April, teenage boys knocked a man unconscious at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge while capturing the brutal attack on video and then posting it on social media. PPD Public Information Officer Mike Wood confirmed that the teens said they thought the man was threatening them, although there was no evidence in the video to substantiate their false claims. One teen confessed to the beating, saying that they were playing the KO game, which, if you don't know, that's where criminals knock out an unsuspecting individual with one blow.
535 News Radio 92.3. Here's number two we're watching today. Escambia Commissioner's pretty busy here. They're looking to fund four new fire stations in Escambia County. The county may use up to $30 million of local option sales tax dollars to boost fire protection. The plan calls for demolishing two existing buildings, replacing them with new fire stations. The county will also build new stations on Paradise Beach and Kingsfield Road. Today's Committee of the Whole meeting will focus on discussing the upgrades. Commissioners say the funding vote could come at the next county commission meeting.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. We now know more this afternoon about the incident on Tuesday involving two 14-year-old teenagers and a gun at Warrington Preparatory Academy. Escambia deputies confirmed that the boy took the firearm from his dad's safe and brought it on campus. Another boy tried to hide the firearm from deputies before it was located. The boy accused of bringing the gun on campus was arrested and accused of possession of a firearm at a special event or school, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and disruption of a school function. The investigation is ongoing.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And think about this. The Lakers, whenever they've been a three seed or higher, they have never lost in the first round. shocking here, because coming into this series, people heavily favored had the Lakers.
There is a first time for everything.
And that's it. Clock will tick. Minnesota is going to win this series and knock out the Lakers, the 3 seed, 4-1.
On TNT, Western Conference NBA playoffs, the 6th seeded Timberwolves eliminated the 3rd seeded Lakers in a first-round series last night in Los Angeles, winning 103-96.
Minnesota closing things out on a 16-8 run. And the Timberwolves getting their 21st win in their last 26 games.
On TNT, Rudy Gobert was Rudy Go Wild in Game 5. The Timberwolves center scored a career playoff best 27 points and career playoff high 24 rebounds. Julius Randle scored 23 for the T-Wolves, who were underdogs last night in L.A., underdogs in the series, but Minnesota won it, despite having missed 40 out of 47 three-point tries. Second year in a row, the Lakers got knocked out in the first round. Luka Doncic scored 28 points. LeBron James had 22 in L.A.'s final game of the season. The Timberwolves await the winner of the series between the Warriors and the Rockets. Golden State had a chance to end it last night in Houston, but the Rockets won Game 5, 131-116. Game 6 tomorrow in San Francisco. The Warriors still 1 win from advancing, up 3-2. Stanley Cup playoffs. Washington Capitals into the second round with a 4-1 win over the Canadiens. In Game 5, the Caps will face the Hurricanes next. The reigning Cup champs, the Florida Panthers, took out the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5, 6-3. Florida awaits the winner of the Toronto-Ottawa series. Winnipeg Jets up 3-2 on the St. Louis Blues after a 5-2 win. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, you know, since we're talking about some postseason action, just to let you know the slate that we have this evening, the action does continue today in the NBA with a pair of Game 6 matchups, the Pistons hosting the Knicks and the Nuggets paying a visit to the Clippers. And also on the NHL side, we got 4 Game 6s set to go down tonight. The Maple Leafs looking to eliminate the Senators in Ottawa. That game will be getting underway at 6. At 6:30, it's the Minnesota Wild and the Vegas Golden Knights. Dallas Stars attempting to advance to the second round when they play the Colorado Avalanche at 8:30. And last but not least, the Edmonton Oilers looking to take on the LA Kings at 9.
Okay, the Wahoos on their longest road trip of the season, dropping a 4-2 decision on Wednesday evening against Birmingham. The Wahoos, 16-7 on the season, sit in first place in the South Division. Tonight, Pensacola faces the Barons for Game 3 of that 6-game series.
And a baseball fan is in critical condition after falling from the outfield wall at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Did you see this?
I didn't see it.
Amazing. You got to check the video out on this thing.
It's amazing.
Falls right out of the stands.
Golly. It happened in the 7th inning of a game between the Pirates and Cubs. The man fell over 20 feet, landing in the right outfield, and was taken off the field in a stretcher. In a statement, the Pirates said their thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. Pittsburgh Public Safety said that the incident is being treated as accidental in nature.
Yeah, it was between innings, actually. They had just completed the inning, and the teams were coming off the field. Guy falls out of the stands.
Oh, my Lord.
It was just so surrealistic. You know what I mean? IceFlyers owner Greg Harris, really nice guy here, has launched a formal search for a new head coach, assistant coach, to lead the team for the 25-26 SPHL season. Harris anticipates a lot of interest from candidates across the hockey world and is connecting with coaches who are eager to help shape the next chapter of IceFlyers hockey.
And college basketball coach Rick Pitino will face one of his former teams this upcoming season. The Kentucky Wildcats set to play Pitino's St. John's Red Storm in the CBS Sports Classic. This comes after UCLA announced that it dropped out of the tournament, and that's what allowed St. John's to take their spot. Pitino coached the Wildcats for 8 seasons and won a national championship with them in 1996.
Okay, men from women's sports, a key priority. Well, get the lady's name, I thought this was really, we did this story last hour, if you remember, May Mailman.
Yes.
That's her name. She has the whole approach here of having trans athletes in women's sports. She says, unconstitutional, it goes against Title IX.
There were not a lot of sports opportunities for women. Women couldn't have certain majors. They had curfews. And then in comes Title IX, all these opportunities for women. And then Biden takes them all away by basically inventing that Title IX means that men have access to women's sports, women's spaces, women's locker rooms, women's opportunities, women's scholarships.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is the Sports Machine, Sean Levine, with a Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. The sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. LeBron's not going anywhere. Every single year, as soon as his team gets eliminated, he gets asked the question, what's the plan going forward? He always says he doesn't know. Well, I know. You're going to come back to Los Angeles. Your son is on the team, and you got 50 million reasons in your prime to play with a guy named Luka. Stop. LeBron's not going anywhere. I'm the Sports Machine, Sean Levine.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, 543 News Radio 92.3. 1 week from today, new ID rules take effect at U.S. military bases. Civilians going through the gate at NAS Pensacola will need a real ID. Most people in Northwest Florida with a driver's license already have one. Just look for that little star in the right corner. If it's there, you're good to go. If you don't have a real ID, be prepared to show a passport or other federal photo identification.
And Chris, you and I saw some footage of this late last night. Visitors to the Gulfarium got an unexpected wildlife show. While patrons were waiting for a sea lion show to begin, a black bear wandered onto the property from the beach. That sent folks into a wild scramble to get away, of course. The park temporarily moved visitors indoors until the bear cleared the area. And we saw the footage, Chris. It didn't take the bear long to clear. It looks like he was hauling it, too.
You know, I think the bear was more scared than the people were.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, especially if they understand that they're in an unfamiliar area. I am not a natural, like, nature expert in anything. But I'm just saying, I think they're less likely to be aggressive. I think it's more if they know this is our turf and you're on it. That's when they get mean.
All right. Santa Rosa County Animal Services, with help from the Bissell Pet Foundation, they're offering a reduced $10 adoption fee for both dogs and cats during the Empty the Shelter adoption event. We talk about this every year, it seems, and it's a great event. It gets underway on Saturday, May 10th, at the shelter on Pine Forest Road in Milton.
And speaking of Milton, a Milton woman is $1 million richer after hitting a lucky prize on a scratch-off. The Florida Lottery announced that 66-year-old Pamela Mashburn won a grand prize on the 500X scratch-off game. She took a prize as a one-time lump sum of $640,000. She purchased a winning ticket at the Circle K on Dogwood Drive in Milton, and that store also gets a $2,000 bonus for selling the ticket.
I don't like that lady.
Yeah, we're green with envy in here.
Oh, my gosh. You know, if you don't have anything to do Monday, here's something you might want to consider. Four cooking teams are going to be competing in the 10th annual Alabama Seafood Cook-Off. The Monday event gets underway at 6 p.m. at the Wharf and is free and open to the public. The teams will prepare their dishes in front of a live audience before a panel of expert judges who are going to be evaluating the dishes. The winner receives $2,500 cash and will represent Alabama at the Great American Seafood Cook-Off in New Orleans.
All righty, just about 5:45 here. We're going to get another quick check of the roads and weather here for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor, and end their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. Text RADIO to 83393. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have backups on Pine Forest traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot would probably be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for weather on a local scale, it's 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight with a 20% chance of showers. That'll bleed into your Friday and the weekend. Friday's high is going to be 81, low's going to be 70.
Yeah, it's going to be a pop-up shower type of weekend.
Yeah, at least locally.
Depending where you're laying. Now, that's the way the local snapshot looks. Mm-hmm. Let me take you to the national view. Prepare for a rainy weekend ahead. Well, Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean all over this, the upcoming forecast.
Another day of strong storms and the potential for flooding over sections of the Plain States, the Mississippi, Ohio, and Tennessee river valleys today and tomorrow. We could see large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes for a wide swath of the country. Tomorrow, the strong storms will reignite over the southern plains and looks like a wet day Saturday for the 151st Kentucky Derby in Louisville. It also looks like a wet, messy weekend along the East Coast, including the Northeast, as an area of low pressure lingers for several days and brings the chance for showers and heavy rain for the region. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a review of gender dysphoria treatment for children and adolescents has been released by the Trump administration. This is a high-trending story today, by the way. Tanya J. Powers has that story.
The 400-plus page review released by the Department of Health and Human Services includes sections on evidence, ethical considerations, psychotherapy, and, quote, clinical realities. It says that science and evidence do not support treatment of gender dysphoria in youths. The report is in line with President Trump's executive order to end federal support for medical procedures that alter sex or gender in those 19 and under. And while the agency says it was peer-reviewed, it does not specify who reviewed it. Groups including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics have affirmed the practice of gender-affirming care. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall filing a lawsuit against TikTok and its parent company ByteDance. In a statement released Tuesday, Marshall accused a Chinese-owned social media platform of exploiting children and harming their, I guess, mental health by addicting them to harmful content, which has fueled a public health crisis among Alabama youth. According to Marshall, the lawsuit also seeks civil penalties under the Deceptive Trade Practices Act, and no word on when the lawsuit might go to court just yet.
I wonder where that lawsuit kind of stacks in the hundreds already filed for the same reasons.
Yeah, we're hearing about that stuff a lot.
I mean, this is crazy because we've been working these stories on this specific topic for, it seems, years at this point.
It seems like, yeah, TikTok, Roblox, and Discord are the big three we're hearing about nowadays.
All right, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where they discussed recent efforts in helping U.S. military veterans. Secretary of Veteran Affairs Doug Collins says they've been expanding options for treatments that are affecting different individuals.
We're expanding out options for treatments and others for those that are in need. We're experimenting and looking at new counseling ideas, all new drug techniques that we can help with PTSD, TBI, the things that are affecting our veterans right now.
And health officials issuing a red alert at Chicago O'Hare International after a passenger was diagnosed with measles and potentially exposed hundreds of travelers to the virus. The infected adult developed a rash on April 25th, leading to a confirmed diagnosis of measles, and they're currently isolating at home. Another case was identified in the same Illinois county with the individual seeking treatment at a local hospital on April 28th. Now, what this should tell you is that you can't trust people to be healthy. Just because they're healthy when they get on a plane doesn't mean they're going to be healthy after they're off it. So they could be sick. They could be carrying. So just know that health officials urge anyone who may have been exposed to monitor for symptoms, which include fever, cough, runny nose, and a rash. That especially goes for airport passengers, apparently.
The maternal death rate is on the rise here in the U.S. Tom Graham's looking at it.
After 2 years of decline, the number of U.S. women who died during or shortly after childbirth rose slightly last year. That's according to newly released numbers from the CDC. There were 688 deaths last year. That's up from 669 in 2023. The CDC counts women who died while pregnant, during childbirth, or up to 42 days after in that statistic. Maternal fatalities spiked during the COVID pandemic, with deaths reaching their highest levels in 50 years in 2022 and 2021. Tom Graham, Fox News.
550 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take one last quick break and be back in just a couple minutes with some business notes for you as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America Network of Food Banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
Yeah, Stevie Miller shaking those trees up this afternoon. News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, thanks for having us on. It is a beauty of a day out there. Temps hovering around the 80-degree mark. Austin's coming around in just a few minutes with a five-day forecast. We'll be taking a look at that for you. Visa is looking to artificial intelligence to help consumers buy things by giving it access to none other than credit cards. Oh, my goodness. Here's Evan Brown.
Users of artificial intelligence already granted access to personal things from photos to emails, texts, and daily schedules. But now Visa is looking to AI to bring consumers a digital agent who can buy things using stored payment card information. It's all part of a mode of artificial intelligence called agentic AI, in which the smart software acts on behalf of its human user, often making informed decisions with little to no oversight. While testing is underway, Visa expects to widely debut its agents next year. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Subway's footprint in the U.S. is declining, though it remains the largest restaurant chain in America. According to franchise disclosure documents, the sandwich chain closed 631 restaurants last year, leaving it with 19,502 locations in the U.S. Is that all? Subway's footprint has gradually declined since reaching its peak of about 27,000 locations in 2015. The chain has struggled with growing competition, shifting consumer preferences, and its restaurants generating lower average sales compared to its rivals.
All right, 5:54, News Radio 92.3. The White House is bringing attention to corporate investment in the United States as Vice President J.D. Vance delivers remarks at a new Core steel plant in South Carolina. Peter Ducey is up there at the White House this afternoon.
Big spending from some of these corporations in the United States could start to be felt, and that is why Vice President Vance is at that South Carolina steel plant.
For decades, Nucor has been an engine of American industry. The products this company and other steelmakers create form the literal foundation of American society.
Kimberly Clark, the company that makes Kleenex, just said they're going to invest more than $2 billion in U.S. production over the next 5 years. That backs up the president's claim that the private sector started heating up after the election. Big theme of the vice president's remarks in South Carolina, keeping U.S. jobs in the U.S. and not in China. They're not really name-dropping any other countries as they try to turn the whole world against Beijing.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Apple reported second quarter earnings today that beat Wall Street expectations. The company's closely watched services division came up light versus estimates, though. Shares of the iPhone maker fell more than 2% in extended trading. Amazon reporting first quarter earnings today after the closing bell. Earnings per share came in at $1.59, higher than the LSEG estimate of $1.36. Shares are currently down 2.2% in after-hours trading. Microsoft also announcing it's increased the recommended retail prices of its Xbox game consoles and some controllers globally due to market conditions. The announcement means consumers will be paying more for consoles this holiday season. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, with the Dow gaining 83, the S&P 500 added 35, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up 1.5%. That's your money now.
5:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, luckily nothing going on that we wouldn't normally expect. Maybe some backups lingering on Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. Also have some on 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. But it's just a few of the usual spots, nothing to worry about. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 81, low of 70. And this evening, we're going to get some rain chances. About a 20% chance of thunderstorms that will bleed into Friday. Friday, we'll have chances of around 30% throughout the day.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. Country singer Lainey Wilson set to make her silver screen debut. Michelle Polino has the details.
Country music superstar Lainey Wilson is starring in her first film, landing a role in Universal's adaptation of Colleen Hoover's best-selling Reminders of Him. Wilson joins Lauren Graham and Bradley Whitford in the feature. She will play the character Amy in the film set to hit theaters February 13, 2026. The movie adaptation tells the story of a former prisoner returning to her hometown after serving 5 years and trying to reconnect with her daughter. The ACM and CMA Entertainer of the Year previously appeared in the fifth season of Yellowstone as the character Abby. Then in a four by... The Louisiana native continues to dominate the country music scene with her massive, nearly 50-date whirlwind global tour. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Sean Diddy Combs going to stand trial after officially rejecting a plea deal in his federal sex trafficking case. A pretrial conference with the judge, federal prosecutors, and Combs' lawyers was held earlier today in New York, and the rapper and businessman was arrested in September and charged with sex trafficking, transportation to engage in prostitution, and racketeering.
Okay, Michelle Polino, we call her our lady of what? What do we say we're going to give her a name?
At least today, she's our pop culture consultant.
Our pop culture consultant.
Yeah,
there you go.
To it.
Sounds good, doesn't it? The Academy of Country Music Awards just around the corner, and some just added special performances, like Brent Lane from Cat Country 97.
Yeah.
He'll be participating in this year's awards.
Singing.
Yeah, no, but he could. He absolutely could.
He just chooses not to.
That's right. Here's Michelle.
The 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards announced a massive lineup of country stars set to kick off next week's awards with a 12-minute musical marathon celebrating six decades of ACM Songs of the Year, featuring Clint Black, Winona Judd, Reba McEntire, Leanne Rimes, Dan and Shay, and Sugarland. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. The show will also feature collaborations including Jelly Roll and Shaboozy, Rascal Flatts with the Backstreet Boys, and Brooks and Dunn with Cody Johnson. Megan Mulroney will join previously announced performers Alan Jackson, Lainey Wilson, Miranda Lambert, and more. Reba McEntire hosts the 60th Annual ACM Awards on Prime Video next Thursday at 8 Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, get yourself ready. St. Christopher's Thursday Night Concert Series underway just about now. Curtain's about to rise for the Crosstown Band. 6 o'clock on the North 12th Avenue stage. And then tomorrow evening, bands of the Blackwater, Smokey Jones and the $3 Pistols there in Jernigan's Landing.
$3 Pistols, but that band name's priceless.
Should be a lot of fun. Okay, in 12 minutes, more news and local information on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.